Hi, it's David. Welcome to ASIC's Movement for Mind, Week 7, Session 1. Today's expert is Dr. Danny Penman. Danny is one of the leading mindfulness teachers in the UK and the best-selling author of Mindfulness, A Practical Guide to Finding Peace in a Frantic World, and The Art of Breathing. I'm going to hand you over now to Danny before we head out for our movement session. It's fine to stand up for Danny's warm-up meditation, but if you can find somewhere where you won't be disturbed, that would be the best, because for part of it, you'll need to close your eyes. And you can pause now if you need to.
Meditation isn't just a great way of calming down and reducing anxiety, stress, and depression. It can also be used to enhance your energy levels and athletic performance. So today we're going to be doing two meditations. The first is a mindful visualization meditation that will enhance your strength and energy levels. The second is a simple mindful breathing meditation that will reduce any anxiety, stress, unhappiness, or exhaustion that you may be feeling. And it's also a great way of cooling down after exercise. As you do today's session, see if you can remember that there is nothing religious, magical, or mystical about mindfulness. It's simply full conscious awareness. It's paying full conscious attention to whatever thoughts, feelings, and emotions are flowing through your mind and body without judging or criticizing them in any way. It's being fully aware of whatever is happening in the present moment without being trapped in the past or worrying about the future. So whether you're walking or running today, try to bring this flavor of open-hearted awareness with you. Pay attention to the way your body moves, the sights, sounds, and smells that surround you, even the sensations the air makes as it flows over your skin or hair. Be curious about what you find. Stand with your feet shoulder-width apart. Allow your back to assume its natural upright posture with your arms hanging loosely by your sides. Gently shake your hands a few times to get rid of the tension. Begin by closing your eyes. Gather up your awareness and tune into how your body feels right now, starting with your feet. How do they feel? Can you feel the pressure of the floor beneath your feet? Notice the main points of contact, the heels, the toes, maybe the outside edges. Gently wiggle your toes, really connecting them with the ground beneath your feet, anchoring them to the floor. Notice how rooted to the ground you feel, solid, whole, and ready for action. When you feel ready, move your attention to your breathing, to where the sensations of breathing are the strongest. It might be your chest, upper back, or shoulders. Doesn't matter where, just pay attention. Notice how this area stretches on the in-breath and relaxes on the out-breath. Consciously take a couple of long, slow breaths. Feel the breath flowing in and out. With each in-breath, feel the air flowing into your body. Feel the life flowing in, carrying energy into your body. And if it helps, visualize this energy as a cool, blue, invigorating light filling your whole body with power. Follow the breath all the way in and all the way out. Imagine the energy of the breath flowing through your whole body and out into your arms and legs. Feel the energy flowing tingling through your whole body, energizing it, strengthening it, preparing you for action. Your whole body breathing slowly, deeply. Breathing in and out. And in this way, follow your breathing in and out for the next 4 or 5 breaths. And on your next in-breath, slowly open your eyes and begin stretching your arms and legs, perhaps pacing from side to side. Feel the energy flowing through your body. Ready for David to lead you through the warm-up for today's exercise routine.
Thanks, Danny. It's really important to be kind to yourself after a meditation. So we're going to take it easy today. Danny will be back after our session to end with another meditation. So perhaps plan to come back to where you are now in around 15-17 minutes. Let's start with a warm-up. Nice and easy. Let's begin with our ankles, loosening up the joints a little. So stand up straight. And keep the left foot planted on the ground. And with the right foot, just lift your heel off the ground so the ball of your foot and the toes are touching the ground. But you're free to circle your ankle. So your knee will be bent a little bit here as the ankle circles around. So 3 circles clockwise. Great. And switch directions now. Same ankle, rotating around the other way 3 times again. Great. Now let's switch over to the other foot. So plant the right foot flat on the ground. Lift the left one up a little, toes touching the ground, and rotate that ankle 3 times clockwise. And then 3 times the other direction. Great. Now we want to gently ease into the session now. So let's start off moving really slow and controlled. Just a walk. Allow your arms to swing with elbows bent, but keep it nice and slow and deliberate. Okay, you should be easing into your movements as you walk. Let yourself go on to tippy toes just a little. So as you push off with your foot, let the heel rise not too far. How's that? It'll feel a little like you're bouncing along very steadily, like walking on the moon in slow motion. This will help you loosen up your calves and also put some of the energy from Danny's session into your movements. Keep walking like that for a few more strides, keeping your balance. Use your arms if you need to. Okay, now back to regular strides and keep at a controlled walking pace. For the next few strides, just reach out a little bit further than you normally would. So lengthen those strides and let your front knees sink down a little as you walk. Keep really controlled and deliberate. Just stretching out the strides, letting the muscles work a little bit more. Great. Keep walking, no racing. And go back to the tippy-toe strides. Or a few paces. We're just gently stretching out the muscles in your legs, keeping some movement in here, keeping control. Don't push yourself at all. Great. You just feel the loosening of the muscles in the legs. Nothing sudden, nothing too intense. And now, back to the longer strides again before we begin our movement session proper. One last stride, and back to regular walking. Good. Okay, we're getting into the session now, so let's pick things up just a little. Choose a gear that's nice and comfortable for you. Allow your body to get used to the pace. Settle into that walk or run, whichever suits you. Throughout the ASICS Movement for Mind program, you've been introduced to all kinds of ways to just being in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your movements, your thoughts, or the natural world around you, and any sound that you can hear. Today, we're going to very gently connect back to those ideas, building on the meditation you've just done with Danny. So keep moving, maybe a gear two or three, whatever feels comfortable. This is going to be a really pressure-free session. So allow yourself to relax and enjoy the sensation of moving. All right, moving in a nice and relaxed way? Great. Let's first connect to the body. Spend a few moments paying attention to the way your body moves. The feel of your feet as they touch the ground. The sway of your arms and legs. And you don't have to change anything or alter your pace in any way. Just pay attention to whatever you find. You'll know by now that this is all about noticing. You can't do this wrong. Just pay attention. If thoughts creep in, notice them too, and go back to the body. Okay, now let's pick one part of the body and let the attention sit there. You could choose your hands or your feet as they land. Just notice that one part of you as you move. Now again, as Danny said, it's fine to get distracted. Just bring your attention back if you do. So moving in a comfortable gear, let's keep that movement and focus for the next few steps. Now, let's switch our attention to the world. Spend a few moments paying attention to the world around you. What can you see? And really pay attention. What sounds can you hear? Can you hear anything outside your headphones? Notice how sounds rise and fall. Some natural, some not. Maybe there's nothing beyond my voice. If so, just notice that. And what can you smell? Any sensations? Okay, how about physical sensations? Can you feel the air as it flows through your hair or over your skin? Great. Now let's start to slow things down again. We want to gently prepare ourselves for Danny's second meditation. He's going to take you through some similar meditations again in the next session. It's really important to recognize that practice is what matters here. You don't always need to be getting better at something. Just giving yourself some time is really important. All right. So you should be in gear 2, getting ready to slow down to gear 1. Let's ease into gear 1 before we stop for a stretch and cool down. Just letting your movements slow naturally and easily. Okay, so now find a spot where you can stretch. We'll go straight into Danny's meditations after this, so perhaps get back to the spot where you began, or somewhere where you feel relaxed and comfortable and won't be too easily disturbed. If you need to pause, feel free to do that now. Found a spot? Great. Now let's just loosen up big muscles in the legs. Our goal here is to get your heart rate down so you're ready for Danny's next meditation. we'll do a really gentle squat here. And keep in mind the breathing. Deep inhales and full free exhales. Lower yourself down. Try to keep your back straight and look ahead. And full deep breaths. Ease yourself back up to standing. Activate your glutes just a little bit as you push your hips forward. Don't bounce, just keep it nice and controlled. Let's go for another squat now. So sink down. Feel the big leg muscles activate. Same time, stretching a little bit. Your hips opening up. And you come up. And exhale. One final time. Down we go. Not too far. Open up those hips. Feel the stretch in the glutes. And come back up. Perfect. Okay. One last cool down exercise before I hand you back to Danny. We're going to rotate our upper body and lift our knees, getting a good twist of the body. Same thing here. Full deep breaths. Just cooling down the body. So place your hands in front of your chest. Palms facing down, elbows out. We've done this one before. You might remember this. But this time, as you rotate your upper body to the right, raise your right knee in the opposite direction. Nice and slow so you get a good twist. And exhale. It's like a kind of marching movement, all really controlled, with a gentle twist. So your upper body is rotating, but you're staying balanced, staying strong. Okay, so alternate those twists, raising your knees. And right, left. Right, left. We don't want you to be marching too fast here. It's all nice and steady. And one more to each side. Great. All right. Hopefully your heart rate is nice and controlled now and you're ready for your closing meditation. I'll hand you back over to Danny.
Thanks, David. Now we're going to cool down with one of the oldest and simplest mindfulness meditations, which uses the breath to dissolve any anxiety, stress, or unhappiness that you may be feeling. When you're doing this meditation, try to remember that the aim of mindfulness is not to intentionally clear your mind of thoughts. It's to understand how your mind works, to see how it often ties itself in knots to create anxiety, stress, unhappiness, and exhaustion. It teaches you to observe how your thoughts, feelings and emotions rise and fall like waves on the sea. You don't have any control over this. They simply appear in your mind. So you come to realize that you are not your thoughts. You are actually the observer of your thoughts. So your thoughts are a running commentary on the world, a best guess of what's truly happening. Sometimes they're true. Sometimes there are frantic work in progress, and sometimes they're just wrong. Mindfulness puts your thoughts, feelings, and emotions into a wider context, so you learn to see them from the outside, looking in. This puts a little distance between you and them, so it removes their sting. And when you do so, your most frantic and distressing thoughts simply melt away of their own accord, leaving behind a calm, clear, insightful mind. Take a moment or two to get comfortable. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart so that you feel stable and rooted to the ground. Allow your spine to assume its natural upright posture with your arms hanging loosely by your sides. And begin by closing your eyes. Tune into how your body feels right now, starting with your feet. What do they feel like? Can you feel the pressure of the floor beneath them? Notice the main points of contact, the heels, the toes, or the outside edges. Notice whether they're warm or cold, or perhaps a little tingly or achy. If you can't feel anything, then simply register a blank. Don't try to make your feet feel a certain way. Simply accept what you find. Just notice how the sensations rise and fall all by themselves. When you're ready, move your attention to your breath, to wherever the sensations of breathing are the strongest. It might be your chest, stomach, back, neck or shoulders. Really doesn't matter where. Just focus on wherever your breathing feels the most powerful. Gently follow each breath in and out. Try to stay in contact with all of the different sensations of breathing as they rise and fall with the breath. Start to become aware of the qualities of your breathing. Is it fast or slow? Or perhaps it's smooth, shallow, or laboured in some way. Is it cool on the in-breath and warm on the out-breath? Try to bring a sense of curiosity towards whatever you find, not trying to change it in any way, just following its natural flowing rhythm. Do this for the next 6 or 8 breaths. Sooner or later, your mind will wander. As soon as you realize, spend a few moments noticing the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are flickering across your mind. Allow them to come and to go. As best you can, try not to criticize, judge, or engage with them in any way. Simply be as warm and understanding to yourself and your thoughts as you can. Remember that meditation isn't about having a blank or empty mind. It's about learning how your mind works. So realizing that your mind has wandered is the meditation. It's a moment of mindfulness. And then, when you're ready, gently return your attention back to the breath. Now begin bringing this meditation to a close. Gently open your eyes and soak up whatever's in front of you. Gradually begin to move. Have a stretch if you'd like to. Wiggle your fingers and toes if that feels good. And as you do so, spend a few seconds paying attention to how you feel. Really tune into your mental and physical landscape. And remember to give yourself time to make a smooth transition to whatever you're doing next.
Thanks, Danny. Danny will be back next session with some similar meditations. So perhaps come back to the same place, ready for some more mindfulness. I'll see you then.